Paul Manafort and his pot of gold. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, brought to you by GEICO. The charging documents against former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort have us all wondering whether this will ultimately lead to the president himself. There's a sense that while the FBI hasn't found the smoking gun, it may have the shell casings. But even if this leads nowhere, the documents are well worth reading because they are a masterclass in how to cut your taxes by investing in real estate. Lesson number one, set up a company to give advice to corrupt foreign politicians who will apparently pay whatever you ask. I mean, $75 million for campaign advice in Ukraine? Did he restore Ukraine's power grid too? That's amazing. Lesson number two, park that money in places like Cyprus, St. Vincent, the Grenadines, where the U.S. government can't see it. Lesson number three, use the hidden money to pay cash for condos, then use the property as collateral to take out bank loans in the U.S. Now you have legal cash, tax-free. And lesson number four, make sure the FBI never sees your federal tax returns. Of course, Manafort screwed up on lesson number four, so bad news for him. But again, good news for the president who had nothing to do with this, because the FBI is only going to go after people who use foreign money to buy real estate, who fudge their bank loans, and who don't want the FBI to see their tax returns. Shouldn't be a problem. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network. What does it mean when GEICO says just 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance? It means you probably should have gone to GEICO.com 15 minutes ago.